When golfer Jason Duffner made his first putt on the 18th green on Sunday at Oak Hill, the crowd tried to will it in for him.
Doesn't matter.
The putt stopped short, but his next one was a tap-in.
War Eagle, Jason Duffner, has won his first major championship.
The Auburn University alum claimed the PGA Championship, one of the four major tournaments that are the highlights of the modern golfing calendar. This week, the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, has been hosting the U.S. Amateur Golf Championship. And as Bill Littlefield reports, at one time, the amateur was the pinnacle of the game.
Michael Trossel knows his golf. He's curator and historian of the U.S. Golf Association Museum in Far Hills, New Jersey. He understands, as few contemporary golfers or golf fans do, the significance of the tournament that's been transpiring this week.
The U.S. Amateur is the USGA's oldest championship. It's actually a day older than the U.S. Open. Started back in 1895, and really for the first 40 years or so, winning the U.S. Amateur was considered the ultimate prize in American golf.
Among those who have won the U.S. Amateur in the past are Arnold Palmer, Lanny Watkins, and Mark O'Meara. Jack Nicklaus won it twice. Tiger Woods won it three times in a row. As some of the world's best amateur golfers were practicing in Brookline last weekend, one of the oldest competitors, Randy Lewis, was not inclined to bet on himself.
Hey, at 56, this is, you know, it's a thrill to be here, and you know, every time I get to do something like this, it's special.
Lewis, who's competed in the U.S. Amateur 10 times, makes his living as a financial advisor, meaning, I supposed, that the golf course sometimes serves as his second office.
Golf has introduced me to a lot of wonderful people that are clients, so that's been good for my business, too.
You get out here with a couple of these young guys who are going to turn pro, and then as soon as they make it big on the PGA Tour, you know, they got your card. They're ready to give you a call, right?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that for them. So.
One of those young guys who might need financial advising in the fairly near future is Jim Liu. He turned 18 just a couple of days before the U.S. Amateur began, but it's no exaggeration to call him a veteran.
Well, I started before I turned 6, and then when I was 6, I won 8 of my first 9 tournaments, so I just kind of got more and more serious to where it was almost kind of part of my life.
Almost kind of, yeah.
It just is my life.
In September, Liu will enter Stanford, which no doubt considers itself lucky to have landed him.
I've had a lot of schools recruit me, and nowadays with the recruiting process, it starts really early. Like, middle schoolers are committing now, which is a little strange.
Before the U.S. Amateur began, Liu said he felt no pressure. He'd already won pretty much everything there was to win as a junior. Stanford wasn't going to revoke his scholarship if he bombed at the Country Club. No worries. Randy Lewis seemed equally relaxed. He'd only made it past the first round of match play once in his previous 9 trips to the tournament. He was only looking to have some fun and play to the best of his ability, which sounded like a healthy attitude. As it turned out, neither Lewis nor Jim Liu made it past the middle of the week. Still, when I spoke with them during the practice rounds, they could have been forgiven for entertaining unlikely dreams of glory, at least as Michael Trossel sees it when he recalls the U.S. Amateur Championship of 1913, won by Francis Ouimet at the same venue as this year's event.
Ouimet grew up across the street from the 17th hole, and as a 20-year-old amateur, with a 10-year-old kid, Eddie Lowry, who skipped school as his caddy, he was able to beat the best golfers in the world, which was Harry Vardon, who had won 5 British Opens at the time, and Ted Ray, who was the defending British Open champion.
No wonder that performance at the Country Club is still remembered 100 years later.
Green grass around my window, young leaves that the wind.
To view Bill's photos from the U.S. Amateur Golf Championship, visit onlyagame.org.
And we're glad, my little love and I, now that summertime is high.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.